The next portal jump took them to another chamber within the Syrianus library. One entire wall and the corner of the floor and ceiling blown out by the bombardment. A stench like burning rubber and charred flesh gusted through the breach. Past the broken stone and shattered crystal, Bulvai saw space wolves through the windows of one of the neighboring ziggurats. Then he watched them flicker out of sight through another gateway. He activated the vox.
Any sign of the sorcerer? Roldian? Yurlon?
Ranulf checked the connection.
They must be out of personal vox range. The other portals are some form of swift transit system across the city. We seem to be stuck on an internal loop within this one spire.
Jürgen laughed.
A glorified elevator. All of that concern for a sorcerer's lift.
There were two other gateways in the hall, as well as several conventional exits. With a pulse of light, one of the portals flared into life. Bulvai and his wolf brothers reacted as one, turning their weapons quickly as dark shapes emerged from the gold.
Hold fire!
Haraldir and his pack looked around in confusion as they stepped forwards.
Find the old father's head.
The packmaster's curse tailed off as his gaze fell to the old wolf.
We were, I don't know, another tower on the east side of the city.
Ranulf shook his head.
I'm not sure we're making progress here. Perhaps the Thousand Suns are changing the pathways when they move.
Bulvai gestured over his shoulder to the portal through which they had first arrived.
We'll all retrace our steps. Roldir, you head back, and we'll go this way. Signal me when you...
More space wolves were arriving from several directions, quickly filling the hall with armored warriors. Some of them had not been with Bulvai, coming from the groups he had sent to secure other parts of the precincts. All were in a state of some bafflement and disorganization.
This is unacceptable. Everyone hold position. Do not move unless by my direct command.
At a nod from his commander, Haraldir and his squad started back through the portal that had brought them. Bulvai waved his axe at his old guard.
Follow me. Don't let your guard down. The Thousand Suns could have circled behind us.
With a last glance around the hall, he stepped back through the gateway. Golden energy slicked like liquid over his armor, crawling like tendrils along his arms and legs.